Negotiations mediated by a federal magistrate have failed to yield a settlement that would lead to the release of Josh Wolf, a blogger and freelance journalist who has spent a record 198 days in prison for refusing to surrender videos he took at a San Francisco protest. U.S. Magistrate Joseph Spiro said in a court filing that no settlement had been reached after 4 hours of talks and that he would consult with lawyers about whether to schedule another meeting. Wolf, who attended the session, returned to a federal prison in Dublin. Rez Sakharov has more.
Josh Wolf filmed a demonstration by anarchists in San Francisco in 2005 against the G8 meeting in Glen Eagles, Scotland. The G8 meeting, which draws leaders of the world's most powerful nations together to discuss security and military alliances, has seen the emergence of a grassroots protest movement by people who see the G8 leaders as a threat to global peace and security. Wolf's refusal to turn over his unpublished tape to federal prosecutors has stirred a debate about press freedom. Independent journalist Dave Rhodes is a colleague of Josh Wolf.
It seems that the federal government is going after all journalists. It's just that a journalist like Josh, who doesn't have Hearst and the legal team backing him up, is much more vulnerable to actually being in jail instead of, you know, being out on an appeal before it. I mean, it's clear that there's been a major shift for Gonzalez, the current attorney general. The Justice Department obviously has undergone major changes under Bush. A lot of sort of long-time, you know, professionals in the Justice Department have resigned or been pushed out.
Wolf has served more time than any journalist in U.S. history for withholding material from a court. Wolf would ordinarily be protected by California state shield law that protects journalists' sources, but state law doesn't apply to federal cases. Wolf is alleged to have taken video footage of the attempted, but unsuccessful, torching of a San Francisco Police Department car, partially purchased with federal anti-terrorism funds. For this reason, federal prosecutors have taken the case out of the state's hand. Supporters of Josh Wolf are calling for the implementation of a federal shield law that would, like California and 31 other states, protect journalists' sources and files.
Is that in the context of the current Justice Department under the Bush administration, there has been an increased incidence of sort of willingness to imprison journalists and to try and coerce information from journalists.
The Society of Professional Journalists, National Lawyers Guild, and a host of other professional and civil liberties organizations have rallied in support of Wolf, saying that the future of a free press in America hinges on the case. Josh Wolf says that he refuses to be coerced by the courts because of his commitment to the rights of a free press. Reporting for KPFA Radio from San Francisco, I'm Rez Sakharov.